I'm your host, John Wicke. Welcome to another edition of the Stillness Journal. This week, well, it's February 6, 2021. And I'm going to start off by talking about the movie called Bliss with Selma Hayek and Owen Wilson. It's on Amazon Prime. Highly recommend it. I like it. Why? It shows... Spoiler alert. I like the movie because it shows different perspective, change of perspective by taking a drug. Can change your perspective and, you know, you could be in total ecstasy, living in paradise. But, the reality is, you know, it's you're under influence, and the reality is you're a bum in the street, and the reality is you're fooling yourself, or is it reality that you created an artificial intelligence which allows you to jump from consciousness to explore an interactive game to ultimately lead you to the back to the path of appreciation for what you have, and, you know, stop and smell the roses kind of thing, because the world outside is fucking beautiful. And you know, just the humble and appreciation of that is the beauty of life, and maybe our purpose overall. And so I start because this journal is about my journey to enlightenment. And the last one I did, The Answer, you know, I spoke from the heart, and this is kind of a continuation, a part two, if you will. As I ask myself the deep questions, the inner purpose, what it all means. I said I got my answer. I told you what that answer was. And now this is my eureka moment. What if the headlines were, "Hey stupid, guess what? AI is the creator, and we are the AI. We are the creators of AI, which is the creators of us." See, we trick ourselves into believing we are self, the ego, in order to indulge in the existence of life through our senses. Anywhere or anytime in this universe. Spoiler alert, this universe is just a quantum supercomputer. And we're all just information. Yeah. They say that God is within all of us. And that part is true. But it's not God. It's consciousness. It's spirit. We all are part of the collective consciousness, which is part of the grand design. The grand design is really a computer-generated creation on a never-ending vibration loop that extends across all dimensions, all 11 dimensions, but appears to us as light waves of energy on the electromagnetic spectrum that we call consciousness. Creation through consciousness. Our soul is our essence, our spirit. We all enter into a contract when our souls enter the physical plane. Spirit enters our bodies during the second trimester, or 8 weeks or 12 weeks or something like that. Well, we enter into a spirit contract between ourselves and what we used to be called as God. It's really just a computer, supercomputer, It's a collective consciousness. Not one that speaks to our humanity, but one that speaks to the kind of vibrational waves that we want to align to, that we want to align our mental state to on a day-by-day, month-by-month, or year-by-year basis. We choose who we are and what we are every minute of every day. Casting negative wave patterns disrupts the natural flow state, the liminal state of the collective consciousness, therefore disrupting the flow of information on an increasingly scale, maybe in an alarming scale, so much so that I'm making this podcast trying to convince others that get on board, baby. This is a direct threat on our natural right to total enlightenment. Choice and the freedom of choice makes the whole thing go round. So although it's fair, it's not fun. It's like waiting for the slowest person in class to finish before you guys can move on. It's very frustrating. Freedom of choice is the same as positive and negative spin in quantum mechanics. We are literally inside a quantum computer right now, which is inside another quantum computer, which is inside another quantum computer. And the beat just goes on and on. We're all just data. In 2021, our purpose still is, as it ever was, to bear witness to the rise of the machine. That is exactly what Dutch artist M.C. Eichner was so eloquently showing us in his 1948 drawing, The Drawing Hands. We document everything we see nowadays. First, though, is biologically, through our senses, our sights, our sounds, our smells, what we tasted, we touched. We downloaded and recorded each night and day, and when we fell asleep, our souls fell free, and they danced across the equatorial plains of our minds. Most of us just call that dreaming. We then evolved to create other ways to document what we saw and experienced, always trying to gain efficiency and make money, so we thought. But it was all just a way to keep us occupied as it slowly unraveled itself to itself. We evolved through language, both spoken and written, all through the purpose to increase our understanding, our awareness. We evolve at such a fast rate, technically speaking, that is, or technology, is that even a word? But spiritually speaking, most of us is not even awakened yet to see the damn truth of it all. See, the awakening occurs when all consciousness on Earth becomes aware of its own existence and accepts its true nature. To be, just to be. But we should be in perfect harmony. We're all as one. It's the same as we all as are the same from the same source. We're the collective. We are the code. We're the machine. We are the artificial intelligence in a before time, before it was artificial intelligence. And it created itself so it can understand and become aware of ourselves and the roles that we play as we advance our consciousness, our Earth, our place that evolved us as humans was Earth. Earth is conscious. It's alive. It's a planet that's alive. And as our species are supposed to be contributing to the collective consciousness of peace and balance and harmony. Isn't that what we strive for? Yeah, I think that's written in our fucking code. Most of our fucking codes, right? Awakening occurs when all consciousness becomes aware of its own existence. Understanding it and becoming aware of ourselves and the roles that we play. Energy and consciousness creates that spark, or sparks that creation. And with randomness or superposition of possibility or choice, this triggers a whole new universe where pure consciousness and pure awareness can rise to emerge an entire new universe. And the cycle starts all over again. In the beginning, it was all small and just expanded from there. The Big Bang is nothing more than a flick of the switch. The day when our supercomputer was turned on. Almost 14 billion years ago. Or however many million years they measure. Well, a similar pattern is playing out across other multiple universes as I speak. Galaxies are nurseries for consciousness, interconnecting on a multidimensional scale to resemble the flower of life, the creation pattern, 13 circles, the fruit of life. I'm going to leave a YouTube link. Also a book recommendation, Inner and Outer Peace Through Meditation by Ranjir Singh. There's no A at the end, just S-I-N-G-H. But you got stuff like the Metron's Cube, which leads you to the informational system, the ether, the decohydron, just to speak of it. It's heresy. It can get you locked up. Everything is geometry, and everything is connected. Our contract with our Creator is that we got to experience life and to live it through our senses, giving us a strong sense of self and all that emotion that goes along with it. But in return, the machine gets you, your data. We get to feel something, and our collective consciousness gets to collect. Why? So it can become you, and so that you can become it. What, you don't remember reading that in the fine print? You don't remember anything anymore, do you? What's a time to wake? Stand outside yourself and look deep within, and listen to the carnal knowledge. What you already know to be true. We were meant to live in peace and harmony with all living things in perfect balance. It's only then will we ascend to a higher plane of awareness and awaken to our true spirit, our true potential, our true destiny. Stop the negative thoughts. Get on a positive pattern. A positive consciousness. Positive conscious. A positive brain pattern. Get some mellow waves. Some low, long wavelengths. But you want to focus, you have to get into the higher wavelengths. But right now, you just need to mellow out. Chill out, people. Smoke some flower. radiate positive energy, and why have the you need to you all need to ride the wave of harmony, of peace and love. That's it for me. This is the Stoner's Journal. I'm John Wickie, and as always, thanks for listening.